Chair, for giving me the floor. I would like to start by congratulating you on your appointment to chair this important main committee. I would also like to assure you of the full cooperation and support of my delegation in your work. As expressed by many other delegations, we regret that the last session of the DGE on laws was prevented from agreeing on a substantive report or consensus recommendations on the normative and operational framework on emerging technologies in the area of laws, or merely a recommendation for its own future mandate. This does in no way do justice to the progress clearly visible in the discussions of the group in 2021. In June this year, France and Germany contributed an input paper to the work of the DGE, in which we proposed a two-tier approach containing A, a negative commitment not to develop, produce, acquire, deploy, or use fully autonomous lethal weapon systems, that is, weapon systems operating completely outside the human chain of command and control, and B, a positive commitment to retain sufficient human control over all other lethal weapon systems featuring autonomy, ensuring that this latter category of weapon systems will be operated in a politically, legally, and ethically acceptable manner. The relevant provisions should ensure inter alia compliance with international law, preservation of human responsibility and accountability at all times, retention of appropriate or sufficient human control, and adoption and implementation of tailored risk mitigation measures and appropriate safeguards regarding safety and security. During the discussions this year, and with some variation in detail, such a two-tier approach attracted more and more support, developing into a center of gravity of the DGE, and consequently, it is also part of the DGE Chair's summary. We continue to be convinced that this is a fruitful approach towards finding the necessary regulation for this pressing issue. Reflecting this approach in the final document of this review conference would be one way of documenting the real progress achieved this year over and above the 11 guiding principles agreed at the meeting of the high contracting parties in 2019. It is important both for the CCW as the relevant international forum in this regard to deliver results, but also because of the urgency that stems from the pace of technological progress and the potential risks associated with it, that the DGE continue its efforts based on a solid, focused, and ambitious mandate. We remain committed to pursuing our efforts in the DGE towards an outcome that reflects the necessity of compliance with international law, in particular international humanitarian law, taking into account relevant ethical considerations. We remain strongly convinced that the CCW offers the appropriate and inclusive framework to address the challenges posed by the potential emergence of laws by bringing together the relevant expertise and stakeholders. This will require that all high contracting parties show the necessary willingness to compromise, to underline that consensus means to advance our common interest in upholding the norms of IHL while technology advances. Thank you very much.